Hey everyone, it's your girl TT from CT, and you are now listening to your host who thinks the most, Wayne's World.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? It's your host who thinks the most. It's your boy Tokolo. We're back again with a second episode. And I want to talk about black love, black families, and I also want to talk about Black Wall Street. I want to touch on that for a bit because I believe support goes a long way. And support can lead to many of other beginnings. I'll get into that when I get to that topic. Before I begin, I'd like to thank everybody who follows the podcast, interacts, supports, subscribes, gives me your feedback, emails, all of the above. You very much appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for having you. Very thankful for that. And let's get into it as we speak. I want to touch on black love first. For those who would like a definite meaning of black love, this is my interpretation of it. It's a love that is unconditional between two melanated people, but the outside world does not interfere with what's going on inside, and they continue to build an empire amongst themselves. An empire does not mean you have to be rich. It does not mean you have to have millions of billions. An empire is a foundation. Something that starts from a foundation that is built on, I'll say, morals, support, love. That's my definition of black love. A healthy black love. Now, let's be real. We all argue. All couples argue. But the thing that messes everything up when it comes to arguing is the fact that everyone's pride is big enough, too big to not want to apologize. We want to play tit for tat with one another. And think about this, having a healthy black love relationship, I'm only speaking to melanated people at the moment, but healthy, period. Let's broaden the span. Let's say healthy love, period. We got to be compassionate. A lot of times we argue over misunderstandings, and all reality, what we have to do is just understand the other's point of view. Even if we don't agree to it, sometimes we got to understand it, because perception makes a big difference. Something can be said, but two people can interpret it differently. And because of that, it can cause a lot of rifts in a relationship, because it's constant headbanging and not enough understanding. And mind you, it don't have to be spouse. This can be between family members. There's family that don't speak for months and years at a time because of a small mishap, and nobody bothered to find out the other person's point of view and to find a solution to the problem. Friends and spouses, as well as some associates. And I realized that there's this thing where the world knows that black love is strong within itself. It's a strong entity that's hard to really break once it's there. And don't get me wrong, TV is entertainment, media is entertainment. Everything that goes on around us is just basically entertainment. But a lot of that entertainment is destroying the black unity, the black love that goes into this. I mean, the way they put things out there that causes somewhat of a gender war between men and women. Men are complaining about women. Women are complaining about men. Oh, I don't like that he does this. I don't like that they do this. All men do this. All men do that. Same thing for women. Men are saying the same thing. Women are doing this. Women are doing that. But if we have to understand each other's gender, understand how one another loves, then there won't be so much complaining. If we had more of the influence we used to have. What I mean by the influence, I'm speaking on. Let's talk about the black families. Let's talk about the 90s sitcom, late 80s. Let's talk about some of the things we used to see in entertainment. We had The Fresh Prince. Anybody who knows what that is, it's about a rich family. A rich black family at that. Who were living in Bel Air, and they had their ups and downs, but they showed unity. It showed us in a light that, okay, the father is a judge, uncle, judge. Kids are all in good schools, living in suburbs. The life that we're not usually accustomed to seeing at that time. I'm speaking on the language and the language around that day. That era. We have shows like The Hughleys, for those who remember. Another black family who showed unity at times. Showed the love, black wife, black husband. They did the damn thing. Living in the suburbs, doing what they do, building an empire. As I stated, you don't have to be rich to build an empire. We have Moesha, Denver World, Wayne's Brothers, Sister, The Parenthood, Kenan and Kel. This goes on long, but number one show I can say is The Cosby Show. And shows like these get taken off the air very fast. This is what we had to mimic. Family Matters at that. Excuse me, I almost forgot one important one. These are shows that we were mimicking. Because these are shows that was constantly on TV. Now we have things like Love and Hip Hop, things like this type of show, Basketball Wives, all these kinds of shows are putting us in a bad light of how the African American culture and descendants and who we are as people. Listen, this is what's defining us now. And we have people looking at this and it's like, wow, I have to act like that. These are what these people in that stature are acting, are behaving in this kind of manner. I realize there's different ways that they're putting, they're trying to set us back. What I mean by that, I mean, let's talk about the black families. Throughout the 1900s, the biggest strength that we had was the black family. I'm not speaking just mother, father, cousins, I mean families. We married, husband, wife, son, daughter type of thing. And that was the strength of us in the early 1900s, 1800s at that. I'm going to go further back, but I prefer to just speak on the 1900s. They've placed things as child support, killing black men, finding ways to place tons of outstanding good men who are upstanding and doing the right thing behind jail, excuse me, behind bars, for crimes most of them don't commit. Any way they can to break up the black families, and I feel like the media and entertainment is just—it's pushing that same agenda. Saying that we cannot allow them to continue to break this cycle. Even if relationships don't work out, we have to find a way to understand that, say if two people have a baby and it does not work out, you guys are still a family. You may not be together, but through the bloodline, you guys are still a family, and we have to stop letting our counterparts get in between them. Break up the black family. See, the thing is, if we tear down one another, we show the self-hate that we have. We're not showing that black lives really matter, even if it's not our own movement. We're not pushing that out there because we're constantly letting our counterparts get in the middle of what we need to achieve as people. And this is what leads me into getting into the Black Wall Street thing. For those who do not know what Black Wall Street is, it happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is where, I think this is about in the 1920s, 1930s. So, there were a bunch of our counterparts attacked our residents and destroyed a bunch of our homes and businesses that we had in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now, mind you, this is a street. These are streets. These are miles of streets with just all black-owned businesses and black customers only at the time because we were all separated at the time. There was a segregation thing going on. And it was one of the most wealthiest communities around. Even nowadays, we really can't build our own anything because we lost our taste for support for one another. I'll give you an example. You ever go to a store that a friend of yours own and you want to buy a bottle of water, and they charge you $2 for that water. Now, because you knew who they are and you know them, you expected to get it for cheaper than that, 75 cents. Let's say you wanted it for 75 cents because that's all you had. But yet, you went to the counterpart and bought that same water for $4 but expecting a deal from your own. Imagine, we don't help support our own people, and we can't give the corporations what we want. We can't build back the Wall Streets that we want because we keep putting our dollars in the wrong hands. We can't keep doing it. We put our money into the wrong hands and wonder why we're stuck with just mom and pop shops. This is why we don't own a Walmart. We don't own an Amazon. Many of corporations we do not own because we're not force feeding ourselves and putting it into our own hands. There's plenty of people out here that makes clothing. They make t-shirts, pants. There's plenty of people out here doing the small stuff that can turn into a corporation if we all take the time to put into them. That's all it takes. Few dollars here to a black-owned business can be one step to more and more corporations being owned by us. So again, I'm saying this because all of these three things tie into each other. You have to realize that they're trying to get rid of black and black. Now they're trying to push mixed relationships and mixed this and that. Don't get me wrong, I'm not against them. You have to understand where the rush, the thought, the yearning for black love is dying. And I see it around all the time. And it also starts from self-hate. We cannot build black love if we're showing self-hate. If we're showing that we're going to kill each other for the stupidest shit. Guy stepped on my sneakers, now I gotta kill him. And the sneakers you bought probably came from your counterpart store. A counterpart probably created that brand that you're about to kill another one of your own people for. We have teenagers now out here stealing, lying, killing. For starters, with no purpose behind it. No real purpose behind it. And are willing to spend the rest of their lives, from 14 years old, are willing to miss all of their life because they wanted to prove a point to somebody. Well, bread anymore. This, whatever. There's always something small and stupid that you rather lose your life for. I mean, you gotta get out of this. You have to get out of this mind state. I know it. I'm not saying I'm guilty of it because I don't have any teenagers. But for the adults on this earth who have teenage boys, teenage girls, sometimes, a lot of times, the parents are not setting good examples. I'm not going to say every parent, but we got parents out here who are not setting the standard for their kids and leading these kids down astray. We have to teach our kids money, teach our kids about how to get a business, teach our kids certain things that we weren't taught or know about, and we have to start teaching them because we're losing our youth. See, broken homes is bringing up broken kids. A lot of our African American kids are dying because we also have broken homes, anger, things of that nature that's being shown to them. Without us even sometimes knowing that we're showing them that. You see what I mean? When black love has to take over. We have to start showing our kids black love. We have to start loving ourselves. Black love does not always mean a relationship. From mother to son, mother to daughter, father to son, father to daughter, mother to father, any way you want to slice it. We have to show each other love. Have to show each other black love. This is the only way we can actually begin an uprising within ourselves and put a bigger stamp on this world. That's my thoughts for tonight. We'll be back again for another episode because I want to touch on men. And I'm talking about in a comparison to past tense and present tense of men nowadays. I'm going to get into some similarities and some differences. Until the next episode, take care of yourself and each other and support one another, because as a society and as black people ourselves, we have to support and love one another. If we don't do that, we will not accomplish anything, and we will always be at the bottom of the pedestal when it comes to ethnicity, ethnic groups. We will always be at the bottom, accomplishing nothing. It's bad enough we have to walk the streets and look like we're up to something, ourselves a lot higher on the ethnic pedestal than where we are now, because right now I feel like we're at the bottom. It's because we're constantly killing each other, and every one of our counterparts is looking at us and laughing and seeing the self-hate that we have within each other. Because if you love your fellow man, you love your fellow woman, you won't want to take their life. Nothing is worth that. No money, no drugs, no nothing. Nothing is worth taking another person's life.